It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B has received an unlikely endorsement from the Church of Satan.
What?
Yeah. They ended up tweeting, confirmed. They quote tweeted her after she tweeted, "That D is the devil." And then they said confirmed.
I'm the devil.
So, that was interesting.
Would you agree that D's the devil?
It can be for some people.
Other people.
Yeah.
To be an angel.
I mean, I'm not hypnotized by it. I'm going to wait till I'm married, then I'll get hypnotized by it. The Oscar nominations were announced yesterday, and there's tons of talk about who got snubbed. The big ones making just about everybody's list. Bradley Cooper, he didn't get a nod for Best Director for A Star is Born. Lucky for him, the film was nominated for Best Picture, while he was nominated for Best Actor and co-star Lady Gaga for Best Actress. Also in the Directors category, Ryan Coogler didn't get a nod for Black Panther. The documentary, the Mr. Rogers documentary, Won't You Be My Neighbor, was overlooked, even though it did really well with audiences everywhere. Actress Emily Blunt was shut out. Somewhere between A Quiet Place and Mary Poppins Returns, you'd think that she would have at least receives one nod. And then Crazy Rich Asians, the summer hit with an all-Asian cast, failed to crack the Best Picture category. Lots of surprises. Actress Anne Hathaway doesn't plan to have her next drink until 2036. Yesterday on The Ellen Show, she said that she stumbled into a meeting with the director of the movie Serenity, hungover, after a night on the town with co-star Matthew McConaughey, but that's not why she's quitting drinking. The decision was actually all about her two-year-old son.
I quit drinking back in October.
Like forever?
For 18 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to stop drinking while my son's living in my house just because I don't totally love the way I do it. And he's getting to an age where he really does need me all the time in the mornings.
Wow.
Yeah. I did one school run one day where I dropped him off at school. I wasn't driving, but I was hungover, and that was enough for me. I didn't love that one.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody would last that long. I mean, maybe she will, but I think, I don't know.
Yeah, that'll be
interesting.
You think
she'll give up that whole time?
No, but we'll see how far she makes it. TLC is going to air a Dr. Pimple Popper marathon the same time as the Super Bowl. So if you're not a sports person like me, you can watch this. The network announced that it will air Dr. Pimple Popper, the Poppy Bowl, on Sunday, February 3rd. The six-hour marathon event will run from 5 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and feature six fan-favorite episodes of Dr. Pimple Popper. They're going to include untold behind-the-scenes stories and updates on some of Dr. Lee's most memorable patients.
Hey, can you pass some of that dip real quick over here? Want to get a big old scoop of it if you don't mind. Thank
you.
Ugh, gross.
Coming up in less than an hour, I've got a preview of the interview between the MAGA Hat Kid and the Today Show from today.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, Liv the Web Girl. You know what? She's a bright cookie. You know, she's a smart one, but she doesn't get a lot of things. With that being said, I Don't Get It is next with Liv the Web Girl here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.